Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Scandal, intrigue, and whiskey on this week's Gotham. It's here and it is next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Bringing us in. We're setting the scene. We're about to talk Gotham.
Yes.
And the lights are about to change. I'm your host, Steve Coffin. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Coffin. That is K-A-U-F-M-A-N-M. We are here to talk about Gotham Season 3, Episode 12, Ghosts. It's getting funky in here.
It is. I was going to get us through this payback episode.
And I am not alone. I am with same panel, same relative panel. We have a revolving door of a panel. It's awesome. To my immediate left.
Hey guys, I'm Joel Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joel Monique and every week at blackgirlnerds.com.
And I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys. You can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
And now we wait for them to tell up. We wait for their response, right?
Yes.
We just sit here in complete silence.
Yeah, hi, audience.
Where can we follow you guys?
No. Before we jump right into the episode, it's been a long time.
Yes.
It's been at least 5, if not 7 weeks.
Yes.
Don't check my math on that.
Some math and some time. Weeks.
What was our thought of this episode?
There were things I really liked about this episode, like the Jerome stuff. Definitely the Penguin getting Scrooged by Nygma. I love that whole thing. So good. He pulled Nygma did a Victor Newman, which is a soap opera reference, so I probably would have to explain that. But
right,
totally did a Victor Newman, and it's a good thing.
I love it. Yeah, some exciting stuff. I like that we're finally seeing Barbara come into the fold.
Yeah.
And start making moves, even though it's just right there at the tail end. That was really exciting. And I was excited to see Catwoman and her mom, because you guys know me, I really like the kids in this show so much. So that was really exciting.
Yeah, this Selina is like my favorite Selina.
She is probably best Selina. She's the most well-rounded, most fully Catwoman.
To be fair, they're only like, if we're just dismissing Halle Berry right away, there's only really three Catwomen.
Well, there were three on the 60s
Batman show,
Okay, well, then
Eartha Kitt is the best.
Julie Newmar, Lee Merriweather.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in modern memory.
Yeah.
To cover up that snafu
before
I just made.
Before Newmar does not count. Okay.
I think I'm finding your soft spot right here, which is the thing you want to say, which is you don't agree with Lee anymore.
Lee can go to hell.
I'm finding that sentiment.
And I feel that it's because Marina Baccarin got a new job, and they're just like, we want you to hate her because we know she's going to leave. They do that all the time.
But she's married to Ben McKenzie,
exactly.
So like, you would assume they'd want to keep them around. If anything, this feels like the natural progression would be for her to leave. Would have been for her to leave a while ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, no, but she wants to work with her bae and make that TV money.
I would rather see that. I don't know why they had to make her suck. But, like, it's like she used to be the smart woman.
It feels like they might be driving her toward a villainous role, which
yeah,
I am
that would
okay.
Be cool.
I mean, Lee, I feel like, has the chops to do a really good evil character. So I would be okay with that. But, man, in Gotham, for me anyway, with the changing of Poison Ivy, they do these drastic changes with their characters, and they always happen way too fast, and I don't have enough transitional period, and it doesn't feel, like, natural. Like, I feel like Lee would grieve for a bit before jumping to vindictive and hating, you know?
Yeah.
She seems like a very kind of emotional
sensitive person. She strikes me as a cerebral person. That would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Not to mention, like, all of this Lee stuff, like, the logic didn't seem to be there.
And she's such a logical person. I mean, she's a medical examiner. That's why it doesn't make sense.
That it's like, but Barnes got to live. Barnes wasn't about to kill another person.
Yes.
And Jim could have stopped it by killing Barnes.
Yeah, like, that made no sense except just to give us a scene with Barnes and sort of solidify the, is he the judge, is he the executioner, you know, that fans have been wanting. And to me, I felt like the last line makes us think he's the executioner that you're a bit more familiar with.
I think he's going to be, he's going to be the judge, jury, and execute. I think he's going to be
all of them. He didn't say that.
JJE for short, and he's going to go by JJE. You're going to have to... And if you know what that means, it's probably too late.
Yeah.
I just wrote that character. Have it.
You can have it.
I like the whole conversation just because not only does it give us where does he stand, but it kind of gave Lee a chance to figure out, like, oh, nope, we don't have a cure and we'd have to deal with this ugliness. Mm. She's just really working hard to try to find a solution that wasn't kill this guy I love, but I was also never sold on Lee and this guy anyway. Like, yeah. He was such a... He's such a mess of a human being, like, with the whole dad issues. I honestly wish he had lived longer and started taking over the mob, because I wanted to see Lee as a badass, like, mob wife. Mm. I thought that was the trajectory we were going,
or
and I was
excited least, about it. But for her, she lost a lot of innocence throughout this entire season.
Sure, because, no, ever since Jim went to jail, it's been...
Because it's not like Mario manipulated her in any way.
No.
Or was...
No.
Although, to be fair, he wasn't inherently evil. He was just... He was
just a dick. Yeah.
His blood was evil.
Yeah. Both
the Tetch blood virus, but also before that, the
Falcone
blood. I
always thought that Mario was only a good guy, though, because his dad and mother, like, dreamed that so hard for him. They're like, he won't have to be like us. But I always felt Mario, if given the opportunity, would be like, I can be just like my dad. Like, I can be the cool mob boss guy, despite being the doctor. Like,
yeah, to me, I felt like he went that path just because, you know, it was sort of laid out for him. He didn't really seem to have that much of a personality, and it's nothing about the actor's choices. It's sort of how they played the character. That's why this Lee love thing was just so cardboard as well. It's like, we didn't see that. You know, it's opposed to, like, some of the other DC shows where, like, I know people want Barry and Iris together, but when Eddie was in the picture, you couldn't hate Eddie. Eddie was not a piece of
crap. Eddie was innocent.
That was a good way to write that. We cared about Eddie.
None of these people have showed up on Arrow, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Reggie90998 says, they say love and hate are two sides of the same coin, especially when you have strong feelings for someone. So, sure, yeah, okay, I get it. Like, she loves Jim still, and she's really trying to separate herself from him, but also... You know, he killed... I get it,
there's a logical there's a logical fallacy to the literal scene we all just watched.
Yeah.
Where it was very clear... it was very clear he had the Tetch virus. It was very clear he was going to kill her. There was a knife in his hand. And then Jim got there in just enough time to save her, but not save him.
Yeah.
And perhaps next week we'll get Lee accepting all of that. But the only way for her to really accept all of that is to be... to, like, truly mourn, like, everything.
Yeah.
Because from her perspective, she loved Jim, and then she couldn't have Jim. Mm-hmm. And now she loved... Now she loved Mario, and now she can't have Mario. And, like, she's claiming that the curse is on...
Make her an interesting villain. If they can do what they did for Barbara, and, like, Barbara has gone through this whole trajectory of, like, kind of... like, drug-addicted trophy girlfriend to, kind of smart to just batshit crazy to now with this beautifully complex, wonderful, like, witty future queen of Gotham, and she's so cool. And I want Lee to have the same kind of character development, where Lee's kind of been all over the place. First, she was just the girlfriend, and then she was kind of, like, wounded girlfriend. And I would like to either see her be, like, very cool, like, medical examiner, doing her own stuff on the side, kicking butt, or I'd like to see her become a villain and just, like, even team up with Barbara, or take down Barbara? Like, no. Lee versus Barbara in the season finale. I don't know. That's what I want.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, I feel that there has to be, if Lee is going to stay on the show, which would make logical sense because Marina's awesome, and
she's
married to Benjamin McKenzie now.
Yes.
But the thing is I feel that villain is the only way they could go because we just see how well they did that with Barbara. Because Barbara was, like, the worst character
she
in season
was.
One.
But
and then they fixed her.
And
my,
she's, like,
my counterpoint to that is that Lee was not a terrible character. If anything,
she was great.
Although I think a lot of the characters that started in season one were a little one-sided, a little heavy-handed, including her. Like, when Lee was introduced, my only thing was, she's too nice. She's too good. That shoe's going to drop. She's going to be working for Indian Hill. Like, there's something bad, something wicked with this one. And then we finally got to, like, grow with her, that when all the characters got a bit more dimension, her dimension was that, she's actually genuinely a good person, and here's why, and she's an eternal optimist. So to, like, see Gotham get her has been interesting. Like, all of last season, and then, like, this kind of I hope that she learns to forgive Gordon, because she did, once again, call that hit off.
Yeah.
A lot of folks in the chat are bringing this up because I think we've reached our threshold of Lee hating.
Yes.
We need to move on.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, I know, think we got it out. That. I think we.
Because to me, it was so nice to see a strong female on a show be like a badass and not be too bad. So that's why it's like I don't want her to be a villain, but I don't want her to go to the wayside either.
True.
Her, that actress's schedule might.
Yeah,
make that,
exactly.
It might literally be a half-hearted apology, and I'm out. And then we don't. And then we don't see her until that barber showdown.
It's all Deadpool's fault.
I mean, it's too good. I thought you were saying she's going back to another Deadpool movie, and I'm like, I don't. That doesn't strike me as the movie that keeps the same woman. I think superhero movies don't typically do that.
But if Deadpool changes the world, we're going to have a lot of issues. We shouldn't get into that, but
that's a completely different podcast. I'm
just blaming Ryan Reynolds. You know?
He's an easy person to blame.
Yeah.
Do we think now that Falcone is just, like, broken, do we think he's going to, like, try to take over the city? Like, do we think...
No, I think Falcone... Yes, sorry. Yes, yeah. Falcone goes right back to being the Falcone. Like, he ended it for his kid. Like, he was like, okay, my wife never wanted me to be a part of this. I'm now in a good place. People still respect me, but I'm not. I don't have to be the Godfather-esque character anymore. But now that his son is dead, and now that he's back to hating police officers, the one police officer he could trust killed his son. Nah, man. And I'm looking forward to it. Give me some Tommy guns in his hand. I want old school street fights. Brass knuckles.
I totally would like the Tommy guns in his hand.
Yes.
Which route do you think he'll go? Do you think he'll go the Jerome Anarchy route or the Penguin...
Definitely the Penguin. Yeah.
The Penguin above it all kind of route. Or there's the third route, which is the secret route that even Penguin doesn't know about yet.
Yeah.
The Court of Owls route.
Oh, and we did see him have that conversation not long ago. Yeah, like,
he has something about it. I'm bordering predictions right now, so I'm going to stop.
Okay, all right.
Because I've got a few for that,
But I think that's... Falcone has definitely become a really decent piece on this board now.
Yeah.
That he wasn't. He wasn't all of last season. He wasn't most of this season. Because while Mario was alive and Lee was marrying him and Gordon stayed out of the way, Falcone was just an active participant in that cycle, but not an active participant in the city.
No, he was just trying to protect his family. But now, I definitely see him getting back into running things, especially because... If we look at Barbara and that clan looking to take over, so we know Penguin's going to be gone, so there's going to be a mad rush. We know that Court of Owls is planning and scheming some things that they couldn't quite tell him. And because they're amateurs that are going to be taking over, I feel like it's a perfect time for Falcone to be like, all right, guys.
Yeah, that was my thought. Is Falcone
okay, amateurs.
Exactly. He would swoop in and take it from them.
Cute.
Totally. Yeah, you guys are adorable.
Yeah. Aw. Well,
so I think we've just about covered all that. We can move on to the Penguin of it all.
Yes.
We got to see Papa Penguin, otherwise known as Pee-wee Penguin.
No one's calling him that?
Okay, we're on board with that. But he's seen ghosts. He's been incredibly mentally unstable since Enigma left him.
Poor
Penguin.
Definitely poor Penguin. I think it's...
Penguin is... No. I have no sympathy for Penguin. Aww. He made his bed and now he's got to lie on it. Dude, you were jealous of someone until you had her killed. Like... Even though their love was creepy and weird and
we wanted it, but
I did want them to be together because I ship unhealthy relationships, but it was weird and bizarre, and it should never have been a thing. But you also shouldn't have killed her out of jealousy. It was stupid, and now I don't feel bad. I'm like happy that Enigma is getting back at him.
Well, I like that Enigma is getting back at him because it's an interesting story. Like I said, Victor Newman him, it was really cool, but I like them together as well, even,
not even
just
romance.
As a couple, like, just as friends. Like, that was cool. So I kind of want it to be solved that she was a plant, as I've thought all along, and I'm still not giving up, because she looked like her for a reason.
Sure.
And they didn't show that plastic surgeon for nothing, did they?
I think they did that for nothing. Yeah. I've kind of conceded that.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see that actress again, and I think it's going to be a recurring theme that... There are like 17 women that look like
Tom
that
Kavanaugh.
Woman. There are just 17 women that look like that woman in Gotham.
Yeah.
And they'll all eventually fall in love with Enigma and then die. You heard it here.
Yep. Predictions done.
It's like either she's a supernatural brother or Tom Kavanaugh in The Flash. Like just always
just
comes
keep
back.
Circling
just keeps
back.
Dying
I hope so.
And coming back.
Once again, Tom Kavanaugh. I don't know who that is. He does not show up on Arrow.
Yeah.
Therefore, I do not know.
The fans online are fan casting right now. They're requiring that Harley Quinn come back. And Two Swagger for Real says Elle Fanning on Gotham as Harley Quinn. I'm about it. I'm about it. If you want to bring me a young Ivy age, they were debating her age. I think they, she'd be around the same age as Ivy and Catwoman's really about 16 years old, 16 to 18. Yeah, okay. I see y'all, Fanning. I appreciate
it. Don't call her Harley Quinn or Harley. Just can she just be the nurse at Indian Hill / Arkham that's working with Jerome?
Yeah, I would rather see the Dr. Harleen Quinzel than or even just the Harley Quinn.
Or even a doctor that worked with Jerome, like at the end.
Yeah.
This is reckless speculation, which is completely different from predictions.
Yeah.
If you were going to do that, you would have Jerome be the big bad heading into this summer. And he's the big bad that winds up back in Arkham at the end of this summer. Because he's not the actual Joker. He's he's the mantle Joker. Because if he's the actual Joker, he'll enslave all of Gotham. Because Bruce Wayne is still
a child.
15, I think.
He's not yet Batman. So,
If that's the mantle Joker, we can have a mantle Harley Quinn, who's just another doctor that treated the Joker, that the Joker eventually got his hooks in, and then she became a version of Harley Quinn, because that's the show we're watching and we love.
Yeah.
If Jerome calls himself the Joker, I'm out.
Yeah.
Don't do that. You have a penguin. You're done.
So now that we're here at the Joker storyline, and you guys are really excited in the chat about Jerome coming back. I've seen a couple of you say you're putting his back, which is scary, guys. We can ship unhealthy relationships in the story, but I'm concerned when you guys bring that into the real world. But I get worried. I always feel like the Joker storyline for me pushes so much into Batman Beyond territory of like Joker's future gang. And it is irksome to me a little bit because I feel like the Joker was such an original and so out of nowhere and hit Gotham like a rocket. And then that lasted a long time, and so that's where the Joker gangs come from. So to have Jerome be this, like, proto-Joker, I feel like how can it be such a surprise if we already have gangs of people running around? How do you get one Supreme Joker if you already have a gang of Jokers? It just seems weird to me, and I don't see how that universe becomes anything like the universe we read in the comics or the one we've known for a long time.
It's not.
Yeah, it's Gotham.
I want it to be a prequel so bad, and maybe that's my hang-up.
I think that is
that's
your
the
hang
wrong
up.
Thing for me to
but
do.
I think that's the number one thing to do to truly enjoy this TV show is, like, this will never be... Like, this isn't a prequel. This will never grow into the part.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not a canon Batman series. It's Gotham.
Okay. All right.
I believe this show has started the hashtag. Yeah. Hashtag it's Gotham.
For any time something's just weird or doesn't make sense or isn't like the comic books, you just go, it's Gotham.
It's Gotham.
Yeah.
Or someone gets elected mayor in like 2 weeks.
That's Gotham.
It's Gotham. They needed
what's just going on there.
They needed a mayor. Yeah. It happens. Speaking of the mayor, Penguin. That's where we are now. We're talking about Penguin Nigma. We're talking about the ghosts. We're talking. Did we see this new chief of staff before, or was he brand new?
I think he was brand new.
I think he's brand new.
They brought him in to kill him off.
I respect that.
Yeah.
But the little work he had to do, he did it very well.
Well, and he was a solidly established character. Like, he was power hungry, he got set up, he did his job well, and then he died. So, yeah, I was convinced.
That was probably one of the best co-star roles you've ever seen. You're like, this guy actually had motivations in
also,
this episode.
Also, Oswald, I'm just saying, you need a press secretary.
You really do need a press secretary.
Reel? I can look like your press secretary.
I'd like to see like Allison Janney or just someone from the West Wing come on to do that one episode.
Allison Janney would be a great addition. Oh my gosh.
Or I think but in typical Penguin fashion, I think it would be an old lady who literally knows nothing. Like next question.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't what do you got? Nothing. Next question. Like, because that is a press secretary's job and a press secretary's job is to literally answer the question of, so the information you have, that's the answer.
Yeah.
But I'm being polite to you and wrangling you so you don't write bad things every time.
I thought it was interesting they called him Tarkin, because I don't know if you guys are brushed up on your Roman history. Tarkin was the last king of, before Rome became a republic. And he raped another official's wife, and the kingdom fell after that because she committed suicide and she was much beloved, and so the people rioted and overthrew him, and immediately I was like, this guy is about to stir up some trouble. It's never good when you bring in a Tarkin. It's all downhill from there
usually.
Well, what I like is in the chat has a happier reference that brings back my childhood memories. James Mirodomain says Tarkin was a reference to one of the best Super Nintendo games. I'll just say the whole name.
SNES.
Rock and Roll Racing. And
oh,
I totally agree. agree. Best racing game ever. Until they came out with Burnout, where the object was to crash. So,
well, I always nailed that. I always won that game. And so we get Barbara Keene, and they seem to have a Nygma, Keene, and all of Barbara Keene's people, which seem to be a lot.
Yeah.
Seem to have an uneasy relationship. That moving forward, they're a faction trying to fight for the city. That there's essentially three fights happening for the city. There's the Court of Owls fight that not everybody knows about. Mm-hmm. There's the City Hall fight. And then there's just the Anarchy Underground fight. And we're going to see all three kind of come together.
Yeah, definitely. We're building toward ahead, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how one affects the other, especially because it seems like Court of Owls knows everything, and they're pulling all of the strings. The police are just doing, like, the police and government officials are just doing their best.
Oh, I literally didn't even mention the police. The police are literally not even pawns. The police are the board. Like, Gotham is the board. Gotham is the board, and the police are just a part of the board. Like, they're not a they're not pawns, they're not discarded pieces, they're nothing.
I love it.
They're just that go-to-jail portion in the Monopoly game.
I think Falcone throwing his hat back in that ring is literally like getting your queen back.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
definitely.
Minus actual gender terms of, like, literally, he's going to be the most powerful piece on the board for a side. We just don't know which side.
Yeah, and it's like, are you saying there's a civil war coming to Gotham?
No.
No.
Steven's out. He's not about it.
No. Anyway. So, speaking of the Court of Owls, Lil Wayne.
I ruin things.
Lil Wayne. Oh my gosh, yes.
Lil Wayne has a little owl.
Yes.
It's a Lil Owl Prism.
Yeah.
Hashtag Lil Owl Prism.
Lil Owl Prism.
No.
He doesn't know this.
That sounds like a drug.
It might be. I just love how they masterfully did this, because I've been saying this a lot over the weekend of, like, really good storytelling will leave you such an obvious nugget, but that so many other things happen, you completely forget about that one nugget. My example is always the tiger in The Hangover.
Yes.
Like, in a lesser written movie, you would spend that entire movie going, but what about the tiger?
Yeah, what happened to it?
Like, but, like, wait, there's still a tiger in their room. Like, they'll find Doug. Vegas is not that big. There's a tiger in their room. They didn't put a do not disturb sign. Is the maid going to find it? Come on! Like, and that's how I felt about this this totem, I'll call it, this owl statue that we clearly saw the use for, and then they just put it in a corner, and I didn't remember it till right now.
Yeah.
Because they had so much else happening. It was like, oh, that wait.
Puts little owl in a corner.
Oh, I already threw the thing.
I know.
Two Swagger, wants to know what we think of the guy. Crap. I'm playing on names.
I'm going to do this all night, so.
What's the guy trying to bring Jerome back?
His name is Dwight.
Thank you, Dwight. Yes. So Two Swagger wants to know what we think of the guy playing Dwight, of his acting.
I think he's very good.
Here's my problem. I don't know if we're ever going to get someone that measures up to Mad Hatter's performance. Tetch was just stunning, yes. And Benedict did a great job bringing Tetch to life and terrifying me every week. And I don't think that's this guy. He's a fanatic. And I like he had the whole posture of, like, a aged, angry beatnik with his, like, shoulders all up, and he's, like, too cool, leaning into the mic, like, we've been deceived. So I liked the choices he made. I thought they were strong.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the question.
Absolutely. Nicholas Kelly, or Amanda Powell in the chat. Wait, the chat just moved too fast for me.
Yeah, I'm looking for what?
They were mentioning about the owl being a prism. Yeah. I would imagine it's the map of the city, but it's likely a map of the city with, like, other places that stuff's hidden.
Yeah, that's Sky Patterson. The owl structure had a map to the city. Yeah. Is it the old city, though? Which would be cool, because I like in the games and stuff, when you get into old buildings and then there's stuff, like, left in the corner.
Yeah, like the catacombs under the city and stuff like that.
If you're looking to accuracy to the canon of those games, you'll be very disappointed. I'm sure.
No one needs to know that.
I'm sure you'll be very disappointed.
We went to the sewers. I'm so sorry. It's the first. I don't think Batman's really. We haven't had little Bruce, like, running in the sewers, and that's Batman's, like.
And they have talked about Killer Croc, so.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Let's do it. Just like the fact about me, Shark.
We need a baby Killer Croc. Yeah. We need a killer baby Croc.
Oh! See, that's a hashtag. Hashtag killer baby Croc.
Not a baby killing Croc. That is. No. Don't do that. Or baby Killer Croc. You don't want a baby killer croc.
You want a killer croc, baby.
But we spent this week talking about Mama Selena.
Yes! I love her! I love the whole style they gave her, like the big, like, sun cat glasses. I love that she flirts with Alfred.
Yeah, that was awesome, because I too would flirt with Alfred.
Who wouldn't?
I like that guy.
Yeah, well, he's a mark, though.
Yeah.
He's a definite mark.
He's just so charming and sweet. He doesn't have a lot of guard up unless you have a gun pointed at Bruce, in which case then he turns into a badass.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always a badass.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that they made Alfred a badass in this Gotham.
But if even Ivy can mark him, it's really not a good look for you, Alfred.
His weakness is the ladies. Yes. Okay.
But I will say, given where they left us and given where Selena and Bruce are headed, like with the Court of Owls and like everything, this kind of felt like filler. And the way they ended this with, like, I'm going to go talk to this billionaire. I'm going to talk to this little billionaire boy because you owe me $100,000. Like, that, it makes me feel like it'll be more weeks of I'm going to do this because I love Selena and that's Selena's mom. And less weeks of, like, uncovering the people who killed the secret society that runs Gotham that also had your parents killed and you still don't know why.
Unless the secret she's harboring. I mean, she said she had to leave Gotham, which makes me think that her secret has to do with the Court of Owls.
I would love that. I question if that's entirely the case.
Yeah.
I hope it's not too far to sidetrack you. That would really be
I don't want this to literally be a sidetrack only because the way they've set that relationship up would lead us to Selena Kyle essentially telling Bruce, like, you know what, I love my mom, but, like, you don't need to, like, you don't need to be my savior.
What I'm really hoping for is this end of this episode seemed to set up, like, we're gonna get a heist from Selena, with Selena and her mom, and I think it'd be really cool. I want a double lady heist with just the two of them. Like, hopefully, like, Alfred does his dad thing and is like, no, Bruce can't get involved in any of this, and you're a bad influence, and Selena's like, I have to go with my mom. Like, you told me to get back with her, and now I am, and I hope they have, like, a diamond jewel heist, and we get to see Catwoman stealing things again.
Yeah, because they already sort of, made jokes about her being a bad influence on the youngins, telling stories of her heist and Alfred getting upset about that. But yeah, it would be adorable to see a mother-daughter heist.
And then
Bruce
sneaks out and helps them anyway? Yes, I want this story.
Yeah, or, it's like Heartbreakers, but with jewelry.
Or emo clone Bruce helps them, because he's still out there.
Yeah, and everybody's wondering where emo clone
Bruce. Emo clone Bruce.
But to me, I don't want Selena to be related to the Court of Owls. I want Falcone to be her dad. Because that's what I predicted before we left.
That seems right.
Yeah.
But that would only happen under the, like...
Yeah, I'm like,
happen in some way under the Court of Owls.
Yeah, it somehow would be involved.
That would make the Court of Owls real weird, though.
Yeah.
How?
Because that would mean they would somehow have the power to order Falcone, one of the most powerful men in the underworld at the time, to have sex with some random lady to sire a child for later use.
Or, okay, well, two points to that. Or they just know that he had a kid. And they were like, maybe it wasn't ordered. Maybe it was like, oh, we know your secret now. And he was, like, deeply dedicated to his wife. So it's very possible he was like, crap, I keep this a secret. And then that would explain why she had to leave, too. Like, I'll use the Court of Owls to make sure she leaves town and never spills my secret. My second point to that is that he's clearly no competition for the Court of Owls. Like, he was like, well, can you kill my son? You can't kill my son. Like, just begging for his kid's life. And they're like, look, we're not going to do it today, but we could. We're not going to, but we also cannot protect him. So they do have some control over him. Not a whole bunch. I think if he wants to retaliate, he could, but it's clear the Court of Owls is strong.
Yeah, because I always thought that could have been an affair, you know, with a much younger woman, and, you know, because, you know, well, just looking at it. And two, that's an interesting way to tie Selena to the underworld she's already been a part of, but, you know, still have this, you know, love-hate relationship with her father, who she could have lived much nicer knowing it was Falcone.
Also, Falcone would be a great, like, father figure for her, like, where her mother isn't stable or there at all. Falcone is there. He has no family now. And if he's taking over, like, Selena's a great, like, mentee, like, get out there and steal daddy some things. Like, it's gonna be amazing.
On paper, that sounds insane, but hashtag it's Gotham.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't want it to be that extra level.
They would make that make sense. They would make that make sense.
Yes.
There's so much I can talk about, but that's a prediction. So let's jump into the meat of Jerome.
Yes.
And all the maniacs. He said it's the Maniacs gang. We see that he's under ice. So did all of these videos happen before he was killed?
Yeah, I think so. Because remember, the cop thing seemed really familiar, but from a different angle, because he recorded all of his hijinks before. So isn't that a moment right before we saw that, right?
Or yeah, like, I'm pretty sure that just happens right before he dies.
Yeah, I thought so too.
So they just keep replaying propaganda. Like, they keep replaying that propaganda to get people riled up because they feel like they have the ability to raise the dead because it's Gotham.
And they've been doing that.
And that's not unrealistic given the canon. Like, no, he can raise the dead.
Yeah, sure.
So then they bring Jerome. Like, from previews, it looks like we're going to get Jerome back.
Yeah. Which is exciting. Because as much as I'm not a big fan of the Joker mob scenes, because again, I'm stuck in the past, that guy was very engaging. I can't remember the actor's name who played him, but he's...
Cameron Monaghan, I believe.
Mm-hmm. He's my second favorite villain on the show. He had a lot of energy, and it looks like he's going to be bringing some real chaos, and some of the Snyder Batman storylines of cutting off faces and putting them on as his own.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Which is always dope. I love a good freak show, so I hope we get to that and soon.
Do we have anything we want to talk about on the Jerome storyline, or do we want to just jump into... I feel like we've been bordering on reckless speculation for long enough.
Yeah. That let's just dive in.
That if we're just going to dive into predictions. Let's spend a good 10 minutes on predictions.
Yeah.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Lee, does she leave town or stay in town?
Oh my god, if she leaves, I will roll my... Like, I don't want to keep the Lee hate going, but I'll be really frustrated if she's just like, I just can't again and leave. I'll be like, stay gone then. Don't come back. This is too dramatic. I really would like to see her move into a new phase of her life. So I'm villain. Lee villain. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, to me, I would like to see Lee sort of get back to the Lee that we all loved, the smart medical examiner, getting the job done, and bringing home the bacon to Jim.
But then where's her drama?
And that's the thing, is it's Gotham, so there has to be drama, so maybe she just starts murdering people on the side. I don't know.
Villain Lee, you're right there with me. We both
she becomes the medical examiner again and just starts dextering people.
Yeah, like, it's totally fine. Like, that, then.
Never mind. Enigma did that.
You know what would even be cool? If she found, like, solace, not sexually, guys, but, like, I didn't get it right. She goes back to Falcone, and that's, like, her family figure for now, because, you know, she did marry into the family, even if it was, like, less than 24 hours. So maybe she goes back, and she's as he starts doing mob stuff, maybe she's stitching up his guys. Like, I wouldn't mind even seeing her do a
mob doctor storyline. That is actually a very good idea, and that would keep her as a strong character with a little bit of moral gray, but, yeah, if she's just...
She has a secret
stitching
life
up to
now,
these people,
and then that leaves
life,
her open to a whole bunch of like new relationship possibilities.
Falcone, I think we've hinted at it. We know he's not going after the Court of Owls.
Yes.
Because he probably has, or he's understood it as an immovable force that you essentially get what the Court of Owls gives you. Do we think he's going to go like butt up against Penguin and all Penguin has, or do we think he's going to join this Clayface Barbara Enigma loose affiliation
Clayface.
He kind of flew under the radar for us. But yes, talk about Clayface. He's a part of that he's a part of that group that's one of the people vying for the whole city, and they're slowly picking away at Penguin. Is he going to also pick away at Penguin, just make it harder, or is he going to join them?
I don't think he does either. I think he's going to be fully different. Like, he already has, like, the mob, and I don't think he's going to, like, these guys are, again, newbies, and they're reckless. From what we've seen, like, Enigma's smart, and it would be, if Enigma stays smart and wants to join up with another person, it would be smart for him to join up with Falcone. They're a pretty great team. But I think Falcone's going to mostly be in it for himself and bring his old mob buddies back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like Falcone is just going to be a different threat, rather than joining either side.
I see Falcone as somebody who would literally wait on the sideline until everything falls. Emo clone Bruce, where's he at?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he's somewhere in Gotham that we don't see alongside Fish Mooney, Ivy.
Yeah. They're all just hanging out somewhere.
There are a couple other people that are just out there. Zaz for a while. Just came back from there, but I think they...
Oh, thank God I love Zaz.
I love Zaz too, amazing. But I think they've made his character very clear that he's just a hitman. Like, he has zero allegiance as of this moment.
Yeah. And I like that in a character, though. Is like, he's like, it's just a job, whatever. And then it's like, oh, well, called it off. Okay, I'm leaving.
What I like Zaz like, in I the like comic that. Books is frequently not linked to anyone. He's like, look, I'll either go out and kill or I got my own reasons to kill. I'm looking forward to them pushing Zaz into a more psychotic sphere. Because right now, he's got a lot of control. Like, okay, boss, no problem. I won't kill today. See ya. I would like Unstoppable, like, just murder Zaz, because that Zaz is a lot of fun. Or creepy phone calling Zaz, where he just leaves you, like, creepy, crazy messages.
Yeah. Either of those Zazes would
serial killer Zaz is what I'm looking for. Not just, like, hired assassin, but, like, for fun serial killers. But,
see, he and Emo Veru should team up and just make some prank calls.
I would love it.
Just some prank calls. What's your favorite scary movie?
I could see that.
Yeah, I'm there for it.
This being episode 12.
Yes.
Them going presumably another 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. In which episode does Penguin get impeached or otherwise resign as mayor?
I think by the end of the month. It seems like they're
the
going
next four.
Yeah,
because
it's
four
Gotham. So,
it's Gotham.
Know,
it moves really fast. The pace of the place. Honestly, only because when we say something like that, it normally happens the next week. I'm going to call it right now. Penguin is going to resign or otherwise be impeached next week on Gotham.
Firm declaration.
I'll take that bet, because it definitely, like, after, you know, screw the people live on air, his hold doesn't seem to be very strong. Yeah, I'm gonna go next week too. I like it.
No.
Also, everyone in the chat, I'm not ignoring you with hashtag mad jokes. I do think Mad Hatter needs to meet Jerome.
Yes.
We all agree.
More Mad Hatter. Bullock.
I think we get enough Bullock, though. Like, we always want more Bullock, but they put Bullock right in the right place.
Yeah. Sky Patterson also asks, where's Harvey Dent? And we have not seen Harvey for a hot second.
Yeah, and he was on contract for last season, but I can't remember. I think it still does list Nicholas Acosta.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, and we haven't seen him all season.
Harvey Dent's around. He is. Yeah. So I think what happens is Emo Clone Bruce, Victor Zsasz, and Fish Mooney all robbed a liquor store, and Harvey Dent prosecuted them.
I love it.
This is a webisode. This is all a webisode you're going to see later.
I would watch a Harvey Dent webisode that's structured just like Law and Order.
Yeah, it's like dun-dun.
Yeah, exactly. Dun-dun.
Once again, guys.
Written and directed by Dick Wolf.
We're available for hire.
Hi.
Gotham Special Victims Unit.
That would actually be a lot of fun.
Does
Bruce Wayne go after the Court of Owls next week?
No, too soon. He's going to be too busy with his new girlfriend.
Trying to
help her through that.
And her reappearing mama.
Yeah, giving inspiring speeches and reminding, my parents are dead. I would totally call my mom.
My parents are dead. We're going to pay this deadbeat $200,000.
I think we should make a drinking game about how many times Bruce mentions his parents are dead.
Yes, that would be fun.
I am drunk just at the thought of that game.
Yeah.
Who else do we have? Nygma, alive or dead by the end of the season?
Oh, alive. Mm-hmm. If they kill off Nygma, I'd be so upset. He's such a great... because his main talent is aligning himself with people that will protect him. And I think that he's played that out well. Even as he's screwing over Penguin, he's formed solid and necessary ties with Barbara. And Barbara is smart enough to know that she needs Nygma for his planning skills. Like, she's got the muscle, she's got the talent and the people personality, but she does not have the intellectual follow-through and planning and organizing that Nygma brings to the table. So I think she will still be alive.
Barbara alive or dead, end of the season.
Again, I'll be really pissed if they kill her.
I know.
Me too.
She's become sort of the best character.
She's easily the best character. She's the most fleshed out. And she has some of the greatest arcs, even as the small... Like, the stuff they were doing in the elevator, and she was going down and everyone's having their psychotic episode, was so stunning to me. So,
While we're on Death Watch, I'm going to say it right now. Selena Kyle's mom, dead.
Dead.
3 weeks.
It's Gotham.
Meaning it's Gotham. It'll happen next week. It'll happen in the opening scene next week, just because I said it here.
James Mira Domain says Penguin will only get impeached if he starts attacking his council and intelligence community on Twitter.
Oh, that's it. I think as you read that, you realized what he was saying.
Oh, hey, it's happening. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, why isn't Enigma hacking into his Twitter feed? Like, dude, you could have done so much more damage that way. Like,
it'll be interesting to see what Enigma's final blow is. Like, he's got a plan. He says he wants it to be slow and painful. I want to know what his plan is for that final thing that just pushes Penguin right over the edge.
Yeah, his mother, because that's Penguin's biggest weak point.
Definitely his mother, or...
If we could see Carol Kane again now.
Yeah.
That mean you never get tired of her.
Could Clayface pull that off?
Ooh.
A woman? If
Clayface could pull off his mother, then, then that. But I also think Fish Mooney. Fish Mooney, who played a mother figure to him a lot. Yeah. That Fish Mooney, who's already out there, you could have...
Oh, that would be interesting.
You could have her lure him into a... as he's already emotionally fragile, have her lure him into a place where he'll feel like the nothing he felt when he worked with her. And then that's where Enigma's final blow came.
Ooh, darkness.
Like, all of this was orchestrated by me, the guy you wronged. This is for Isabella. And then, throws him off a building or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this person's name, but it appears that Dean is their avatar, so I think it's positive the lose Chesters. But they say Tabitha is going to die. I could actually see that. I feel that I hate that her character just has nothing to do right now, but I could see that happening.
I'm really hoping Tabitha decides to turn against Barbara at some point. Not because I don't want to see them together, but just because I think that her and the guy lobbed offhand. Oh, my God.
The Butch.
Butch, thank you. Yeah. I really feel like her and Butch need to go against Barbara and have a head-to-head fight internally because it's been on the precipice for so long. I just want to see them tumble into
To be fair, Tabitha has her law degree, and she was actually who was defending emo clone Bruce.
That's true, too.
Against Harvey Dent.
It was on the spinoff.
It's a great, you guys need to watch this web series, is all I'm saying.
Christopher Maloney's in it. I just made that.
Also, The Judge.
If I wrote it.
Beautiful.
No.
The Judge, straight out of Arkham. Straight out of Arkham. Michael Chiklis is in this web series. It's awesome.
I'm sitting next to her. It's okay.
Those are amazing.
Any final predictions at large?
Hopefully Clayface gets better. I don't know. I don't really like the design of it, but I would like to see him be used a little bit more and maybe have his own arc in the coming days. That's a loose prediction. I'm not sure will come true, but I'm just hoping.
Yeah, that would be cool, because I would like to see Clayface try to pull off Penguin's mom.
That would be harsh in all the right ways. I think Jerome is going to be the big bad from now until the summer, until the end of season 3.
Okay.
I think he'll wind up back in Arkham. I would love to see, even if they... lay the groundwork for this plan and don't actually do it, I would love to see him go back to Arkham and then have a nurse that he can eventually tease into being a Harley Quinn-esque character. Yeah. Although this show has a lot of those elements in Barbara Keene that they don't actually need to have a Harley Quinn.
No.
I mean, but the best thing about having the Joker squad would be if one of the fangirls out of that came up and was like a Harley Quinn in that aspect.
That too.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Especially Gotham's version of Harley Quinn. I think otherwise they've left enough pieces on this table that it's a matter of what moves happen when. Next week seems to be, I guess, Jerome is your rook, and you're bringing out your rook next week.
Agreed.
Your rook, and he's going to wreak havoc over the middle of the board. You're going to lose a lot of pawns on both sides, and then we're going to moving forward, you're going to have a lot else going on, including your queen, Falcone, who we don't know which side. We don't know which side and if he's even going to do anything ever. You guys think that was correct? You can find me on Twitter. At Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. This has been a lot of fun.
This was a lot of fun. Yeah, I had a great time. I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique and every week at blackgirlnerds.com. If you head over to my Twitter right now, you can see why I think TV beat film in 2016.
I totally agree on that, but I didn't write anything about it, so sorry, guys. But you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
Just one. Yep. And thank you, Gotham citizens, and I'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.